Well, I guess this is it. This is the first clip of the first episode of my new Andy in Real Life podcast / audio blog. So I just think that I've been thinking about vlogging, I've been thinking about blogging, and I have wanted to share more of my life more often because I'm constantly learning things, and things that I feel like are not just valuable for me, even though if I'm the only one who ever listens to this, that's totally worth it. And but they're also valuable for other people, I think, because I've been through some crazy stuff like a lot of other people have, and I think that it might just help people. So yeah, that's why I'm starting this. And I also think that voice, I posted a blog post a while back, maybe a couple years ago, where I was trying to express myself. I was actually trying to talk about some things that I was going through that were creating some difficult emotions. And it maybe just felt, in words, a little bit heavy and maybe a little darker, I don't know. And so a lot of people thought, wow, you must be in a really hard spot right now. And the truth was that I wasn't really in a really hard spot. I mean, I was struggling, but it wasn't as hard as it looked like in the words. And so when I actually started responding to people, because I had so many comments on my blog post and my Facebook post, I started responding to people with my voice on Facebook, with Facebook Messenger. And they started thinking, oh, you're fine. And so I think that when they heard my voice, they could actually feel a little bit more of me. And I think that's kind of why I wanted to do this audio voice blog, because I think it actually helps to hear a little bit more. And it also helps that I have this Anchor app on my phone. And this is not going to be fancy. If you're looking for a fancy podcast that sounds amazing, then, you know, this is definitely not the place to come. Listen, but if you're looking for something that is just sincere, authentic, and that really is just me, Andy, in real life, then, yeah, love to have your call-ins. I'd love to see what you think about it. I'd love to just hear any of your questions you have about life. I have another podcast called More Happy Life, but this is Andy's life. This isn't necessarily the happiness expert talking in this podcast. This is just me. I'll definitely talk about happiness, and I'll definitely talk about a lot of other things too. So, I mean, my life is multifaceted, and so is yours. So, I just hope that this is kind of something that you can, you know, listen to, relate to. If you don't, you know, skip to the next one. No worries. But I just wanted to get this out there, mostly for myself, and if not for some other person out there who's listening and might benefit from it. I think something that I've experienced lately is I've actually gone to lunch and dinner, just a lot of meals, meetups lately with a lot of guys and a lot of girls who they're amazing people, really good people. And some of them have had really difficult experiences and they feel alone in it. And so I've actually been able to kind of help them out by showing them that, like, they're not alone, for one. And, you know, I mean, I've definitely been there in a lot of the situations. And then also, I've also been to similar lunches and dinners and meetups with people, guys and girls, who are experiencing immense success, but they feel alone. And once again, I am able to kind of relate to them and, you know, just say, hey, you aren't alone. I've definitely experienced this kind of success as well. And so it's interesting because I'm not necessarily just a successful person, and I'm not also a really struggling, difficult person who just hates life. I'm both. And in my most difficult moments, I've had, or most difficult kind of experiences in life, like divorce, like, you know, having my most close friend lose her mind and be hospitalized for it, like, that, there were still really beautiful moments, like, during those experiences, and during the most amazing experiences of life, the highlights, the peak experiences of my life, I've actually also had really, really dark moments and difficult, painful moments. So, you know, I just want to share that. In real life, this is who I am, and and I think this is who everybody is, you know? I really love what Sirius Black says to Harry Potter. If you don't know already, you're definitely going to hear a lot about Harry Potter in this podcast, which is that, you know, Harry was really afraid that he was turning into this evil person because of all these feelings of anger and really difficult emotions that he was dealing with as he was kind of connecting with Voldemort, and or he who should not be named. but then Sirius Black says, you know what, Harry, like, we all have light and dark inside of us. What's important is what we choose to do with it. So here on this podcast, this little informal slash not very professionally done, straight from my phone podcast, I just want to share Andy in real life. The dark, the light, the moments of absolute amazement and awe and peak experiences, as well as the really difficult and painful and suffering moments where the resilience really has to kick in. So, anyways, hopefully you have a desire to listen to this. If not, no worries. I honestly, truly don't care. Because I just want to share this for my sake and for anybody's sake who may feel alone, whether it's because they feel that they're alone in their success or alone in their suffering. There's a loneliness epidemic right now going on in all over the world. The research shows this. I've talked about this quite a bit on my other podcast. And I just hope this helps somebody that they don't feel alone. So that's it. This is the first one. And I don't even have an open and a closed jingle. That's it. It's just, this is me. This is Andy. So, yep. And it's basically midnight. I'm just walking around. I like to walk. Sometimes just process things. And that's probably where I'll do these little podcast episodes. So that's what we're going to kind of get out of this podcast, is just me in real life. Actually, I'm going to have a little bit of a structure to it. This first one's just kind of like, hey, this is what this podcast is going to be like. But yeah, I'll probably do a little bit of documenting of like, hey, here's what happened to me. Here's what I'm learning from it. Here's something that I think is super interesting. Here's something I'm struggling with. And then here's, you know, something that some principle that I think is really helping me with that. So, you know, that's kind of the format so far. It'll probably evolve, just because that's how it goes. But thanks for listening, if you are, and I hope you are having a good day, and hope that you are taking the time to reflect on the good things about your life if you're struggling. So that's it for me today. Andy Proctor signing off for the first episode of Andy in Real Life.